This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Periodically, I must remind my listeners that you should pay less attention to what people say and more attention to what they do. Climate change activists encourage us to lower our carbon footprint while flying to conferences on private jets. Progressive politicians warn that global warming will raise the level of oceans, yet live in homes next to the shore. Liberals claim there's a rape epidemic on college campuses, but still send their daughters to the university. The latest claim is that coffee is racist and drinking coffee perpetuates white supremacy. Therefore, argues the author, it is time to boycott and divest. According to the article, coffee first came to North America and Europe between 1650 and 1700. But coffee was an important, almost religious part of black culture, going as far back as the 1400s in Ethiopia. After the whites got their first sip of the black delicacy, they brutally enslaved people of color to keep up with the demand, turning the ritualistic drink into another consumer product in the colonial capitalist machine. I don't know how much of that can be verified by historians, but let's assume it's all true. The argument is that by consuming coffee, you are helping an industry built on racism. By consuming coffee, you are perpetuating white supremacy. Now for the more important question. Do you think we'll see a massive boycott of coffee over the next few months? I doubt we'll see a dent in the coffee business, and if there's even a decline in coffee sales, it will pale in comparison to the number of people who no longer buy Bud Light. The article may claim that coffee is racist and call for a boycott, but I doubt we'll see any boycott. Once again, we can see the value of paying more attention to what people do than what they say. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.